We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Today we're going to talk about weddings, and I thought this would be a really good topic for me because I am very busy these days getting ready for my daughter Lindsay's wedding. Have you guys ever been to a wedding or been in a wedding before?
Yeah. My aunt was getting married, and me and my cousin were the flower girls, and after the wedding, we got to go on her sailboat, and we got to take our shoes off and sit on the bow.
Ooh, all dressed up on a boat. That must have been fun.
Yep.
Okay, how about you, Jamie? You probably were a ring bearer if you're a boy, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I've been the ring bearer twice in a wedding.
Okay. And what does a ring bearer do?
Well, they usually just carry the rings up to the bride and groom.
Okay. Carolyn, you were in your sister's wedding. I saw those beautiful pictures. You looked so beautiful. Now tell us a little bit about her wedding.
My sister got married last August, and me and her godchild, which is my cousin, we were in the wedding. And when we drove in the limo, me and my cousin.
Ooh, was that fun?
Yeah. Me and my cousin, there was something you could open like a sunroof, and me and my cousin stood out of it, and we were waving to people.
Oh,
and
that's fun.
When we were walking down the aisle, I was way ahead of her, and she was like way behind me because I was walking really fast, and she was walking really slow.
Was it really special for you to be all dressed up and be a part of your sister's wedding? That's really neat. Have you all been in weddings or gone to weddings?
Yeah.
Well, I've had one daughter who's gotten married already, and then I have another daughter who's getting married. And when my first daughter got married, I wrote a song called Together in Time. It's all about families coming together, and I thought we would share it with our listeners. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Of tomorrow's memories to make, dreams to be followed and chances to take. Hold on to each other as your lives unfold. Together in daughter, son, together, a time to remember this most precious day, vows to be spoken and promises made. Hold on to each other and watch your love grow. Together in time, together in time, families joined for the rest of their lives. Together in.
In the second chapter of the book of John, Jesus and his mother and the disciples were invited to a wedding. Let's read the story of a wedding banquet.
A wedding took place in Cana in Galilee.
Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited.
When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him,
"They have no more wine."
And Jesus said,
"Dear woman, why do you involve me? My time has not yet come."
His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you."
Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by Jews for ceremonial washing. Each holds from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim.
Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet."
They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine.
He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew.
Then he called the bridegroom aside and said,
"Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have too much to drink, but you save the best till now."
This, the first of his miraculous signs, Jesus performed at Cana in Galilee. He revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him.
What are some things that you've learned from the story, Carolyn?
That he changed water into wine.
Okay. Alexa?
Well, I was kind of surprised by the way that Jesus responded to his mom. "Do not involve me, woman." Or, dear woman, why do you involve me?
Right. I don't think he was thinking of her as his mother at that time. Jesus had just gotten the disciples to join him, and he was just beginning his ministry. So he said his time had not yet come. Why do you think he didn't want to perform miracles right away, Alexa?
Because he knew that it wasn't the right time. He knew that God had for him to wait a little longer.
Right, Carolyn.
Sometimes people believe, but he sometimes gets in trouble.
And Jesus wanted to establish his ministry. He didn't want everyone to see the miracle, and that's why only his mother and the servants and the disciples knew.
This was the first miracle that Jesus performed.
The disciples put their faith in Jesus.
Our God can do anything. He sends us people miracles. Strong and mighty, all powerful, kind and gentle, perfect love. He sends his people miracles of love.
He sends his people miracles of love.
Amazing, incredible, simple.
Weddings are all about love.
In the book of Ephesians, Paul talks about love, the church, and Jesus, about husbands and wives.
Wives, submit to your husband as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church.
Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy,
cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle, holy and blameless.
Jesus loved us so much that he gave his life for us.
He makes us holy and blameless.
That is a love that will last forever.
Let's pray.
Dear Jesus, you were invited to a wedding long ago. You saw the needs of people. You blessed them with your miracle. No one else can do that. We invite you into our lives and into our hearts, Jesus. We put our faith in you. We want to know you more and love you more. We want to give you glory and honor and praise, now and forevermore. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Man of sorrows, what a name for the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Hallelujah, what a Savior.
Is our Savior and friend, and we are his bride. He came to earth and gave his life for us, and he rose again to show God's power over death. He will always be with us. And remember,
Jesus loves you.
His love is there for everyone. Invite him into your heart.
See you next time.
Thanks for joining us, and if you'd like to contact us, here's the number, 1-800-527-5522. And thanks to Tony Corelli and John Grant, our engineers.